This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to a little road to repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of... your Florida Panthers!
Leroy's hobnobbing. I don't know where he is.
You see?
Nobbing on the hob.
See? It wasn't me.
Hey! 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 Hey!
Tried.
You know what?
We just,
you want to get him?
What is he? Oh, my God. You should go in the hallway and yell. Yeah. Yes.
There
do
you
that.
Go. It's perfect. He has
don't
headphones.
Do this, but yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's his headphones.
I'm gonna
we'll make it over there.
Go over do that.
Here we go.
Leroy! The segment has started. Quit hobnobbing.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
The segment has started.
He's double-fisted.
Please stop hobnobbing. Bring your Celsius by a vibe. Here
yes.
For road to repeat. Oh, is that a fire vibe?
Yeah.
That for me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Always forgiven. Sorry. He's a good boy.
Oh, so that's all I needed?
You know what's great?
What?
Wait, what? How much why caffeine? Get... How much caffeine have you inhaled?
How? My question
you
is,
have 2 cups of
why,
coffee and a Celsius.
What, no, I don't. I'm not drinking it. My question is, why are you upset that he didn't bring the heat?
Because you guys always bring me the heat.
The heat.
That's because as long as you've been on this show, you've come in
you know,
at 10:15.
What are you, Glenn Fry?
Not sure.
What's going
okay.
on here?
He's
on. All right, Brad Martian introduced yesterday. At Catland.
Marchy March.
And let's hear what the rat had to say.
Yeah. Well,
that's what they call him.
Okay.
Fix
what?
It!
What?
The rat?
Yeah.
That's what they call him for real?
Yeah.
He is a rat.
Can I just say this?
Wow.
He makes your nose look like a candy corn.
I know. It's great. It's great for me. Mm. I hope we can interview him because I would really like to be... If I could do an interview with him, Nico, and me, I mean, you want to talk about three schnozzes.
You guys know something.
That's a point.
All right. Good old days.
Point for Muggles.
But of course, one had to wonder after Sam Bennett knocked him out cold last year with a sucker punch, how's he going to feel about being old teammates with the Peaky Blinder himself, Bennett?
What did it make you coming into the situation after everything that happened last year to kind of get to know him and play on the line with him in that kind of tournament?
Yeah, still scumbag. No, Benny's great. I really had a great time getting to know him at Four Nations. We get along really, really well. You know, I wasn't surprised that we would get along. As much as you don't want things like that to happen to you, I've been on the other side of that, and I know that things like that happen because you're competing and you're you just play the game hard and play the right way, and he does. I love being his teammate, playing with him at the Four Nations, and very excited to be here and be his teammate again and try to go on a really good run. He's one of those guys that you absolutely want to play with and not against, and really looking forward to, I'm sure my jaw is really looking forward to playing with him.
Like, I think you could just name the Panthers line when it's Marchand, Tkachuk, and Bennett out there, and it should just be, we hate these guys.
Yep.
It's going to be the most despised, it's going to be the most despised trio in all the league.
With that comes great respect, though.
Well, if you win. If you win. Like, if you lose, if you lose, it's just like Marchand told Matthew Tkachuk after the Four Nations, which is like, sometimes you might as well shut up because your mouth gets you in trouble.
Well, here's the deal.
Like something that else.
I think the Panthers are on a path to go to their third consecutive finals. But sometimes hockey's unlike any other sport, right? Mm-hmm. And so I always have that, you know, little nervousness because, like, remember, they won last year, but 2 years ago we thought they were unstoppable. And they were out in the first round. So, was the first round or second round?
Second round. They beat the Capitals and then they lost to the Lightning.
Right. So, that was, you know, terrifying. Yeah. So, I understand how hockey goes, but I will say this.
Different team, though.
I will say this. Good luck scoring on this team.
Good luck. Yeah, good luck. Good luck, dude. Good luck. And even if, you know, the league is whining because they're like, oh, we're going to spike Aaron Ekblad's punch.
Look at that.
What?
Wait, put your face down.
Okay.
How much money do you think Dan Jones got?
$13 million?
$14 million to be backup.
Oh, pretty good. To be, well, he's not going to be backup. They're rats off a ship on Richardson. That's all the reports said this offseason.
What?
No, I'm serious.
Would you sell rats off your Daniel Jones?
I think they – no, I really think they are. Like, it sounds that's like they're crazy. Rats off a ship off the guy.
I know the guy can't throw, but he can run. And he has a crazy arm, but just can't throw it accurately.
He should probably, like, I don't know, make him the Wildcat. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's not very good.
But
he beat the Dolphins.
You know who he is? Think about this. I'm going to mention a name. The same things were said about this guy coming out of college. Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah. But he didn't study at all.
And Jamarcus Russell loved that.
Surzerp.
Mm-hmm.
Also not mobile. Oof. The opposite of mobile.
Oh, he was a big boy.
The thing is weird about him is, though, even though he's built like a tank, he's not very durable. Like,
yeah, he gets hurt all the time.
Yeah, because it's all he's got, unfortunately.
The Dolphins agreed to terms with safety Ifeatu Melifonwu. I think I did it worse this time.
Yeah, you did it worse this time.
You ruined it this time.
But he is now the Dolphins. He signed for $4 million. The Dolphins also signed James Daniels to a 3-year, $24 million deal. He tore his Achilles week 4 last year.
Beating science, though.
Beating science. Should be ready.
Let's go.
Why does only your guys beat science?
No. Bradley Chubb didn't beat science.
Really?
Bradley Chubb lost to science.
Well, you know, they had to take a calculate. was the risk against science, was it a calculated risk they were willing to take, you know?
I mean, you wouldn't
kind of took a knee against science. I think he was going to beat science. Then he took a knee against science at the end of the year.
Look, ooh. You forfeit against Chubb. Science, you still lose.
Chubb.
Yeah?
I already lost against science. I don't know.
I just
rest of our headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose one with 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade.
Hey.
Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Guess who just resigned?
Who?
A beast.
Calais Campbell resigned?
Yeah.
Wait, how do you know that, though? Oh, because Cap for Life said
Cap
it.
Cap for Life said it?
He literally caps for life.
No, I don't look at Twitter for information. I look in the chat.
We know.
Woo!
Well, all respect to Cap for Life. I'm just making sure.
No respect to Cap for Life. I have to make sure. Can't trust any of these people on the chat. I don't see Barry Jackson hasn't said it.
If Barry Jackson hasn't said it.
Okay.
Shefty? Nothing. He's got something from 7 minutes ago. And when I look up Calais Campbell's name, nothing. I'm not saying he's wrong, but
if he does resign, though, that will make me excited because we're still hungry.
We are still
hungry. We're still hungry.
We're still hungry.
We're still hungry.
We're still hungry.
That is. Okay. Jeez, we love this guy's voice.
I do.
We're still hungry.
560, you're on the air. What's your name? Hello?
Dallas?
You still hungry?
Hello?
Spo?
Spo, oh, this is... Spo, Spo, what are you doing in the fourth quarter? Hey. Right, no lyrics or nothing.
What is going on?
You're gonna be banned on YouTube.
Not even crazy.
I thought it was gonna be a remix.
Hey, Smitty.
Oh man, dude, you gotta let me ask you guys about this Heat.
Go ahead,
fourth
dude.
Quarter thing.
Yeah. Go ahead, Smitty.
Jeez. Listen, you have to start going to coaching. All year, the third and fourth quarters, we have been blowing leads. We have not been adjusting to other teams. You got to go to coaching when it gets to that point. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I mean, I love him. I love Spoelstra, but dude, what are you doing out there?
For John,
dude. Lead after lead after lead, game after game after game. It's ridiculous.
Mario,
and then, please. Hey.
Go ahead.
Zach Wilson. I got people, friends calling all over in Salt Lake City laughing at me already.
Smitty's in Utah. He is in Utah.
Smitty's got the worst basketball.
Mario says, I blame Tobin for the Heat. I'm getting a lot of that on the chat today. Thanks a lot to Wade06, who's like, trade Tobin. He wants me traded away. I don't understand. I was accused at one point in the chat of asking the Jimmy Butler question to Pat Riley for views. What? First of all, what? And second of all, I was the one in town saying, pay him whatever he wants. Hmm. Why would I want Jimmy Butler angered by Pat Riley? Makes no sense. No, I did anger Pat Riley. I didn't mean to anger Pat Riley. But it's not my fault.
Yeah, it's your fault. It wasn't your intention.
It wasn't my intention.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that happened, but it's not my fault.
Well, okay.
It's yeah. not my fault.
It is your fault.
I'm a good boy.
Not
and it's not my fault. It's not my fault.
That's the theme of today.
Hey,
I'm a good boy.
Can I just say this? All of this started with your questions.
No, that's not fair.
Yeah, first domino.
If you see, I'm being used as a shield for Pat Riley. Mm. The real thing that started was Pat Riley didn't want to pay Jimmy Butler. Now everybody wants to throw daggers at me because he told Jimmy Butler to shut up. And Jimmy Butler won't stop winning with the Warriors. I would like it if they could lose one game with Jimmy Butler. One game. Could they lose one game?
So Jimmy's looking really good out there.
Shut up. Mario says you could have asked him a different question.
Mm-hmm. True. You're also saying your little good boy stuff is getting a little slimier and slimier.
It works when it's Aaron Ekblad and he's handsome, but when it's me, it's slimy. It's like that difference. It's like the meme of difference between flirtation and harassment.
I mean,
did you see, speaking of Jimmy Butler and these winning Warriors, I saw it immediately. Jimmy Butler lining up against the Pistons. It was a big matchup.
Mm-hmm.
Tobias Harris in front of him. I'm like, there's no way. What are we going to do? I'm like, well, come on. And everyone's like, wow, he looks so great.
I genuinely think he's going to kill the Miami Heat in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be bad.
50 point?
At least 35.
Yeah, Steve Kerr's going to pull.
Which might as well be 50 in the regular season for Jimmy.
For sure.
Like, he's going to kill the Miami Heat. It's like, it's and people will lose jobs over it here. Like, you know, like I'm telling you, like Pat Riley's going to be so embarrassed. It's not going to be anybody's fault. He's just going to lash out.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Butler, like, how do you not feel like he's not going to come here and drop, like, every bomb on the Miami Heat, lock up Tyler Hero? Tyler Hero won't score a bucket that game. Like, you know it's true. He's coming.
It is true.
Like, Jimmy Butler's going to, he's like, he's going to tell Steve Kerr, hey, give me the next two games off because I'm coming for that game on Tuesday the 25th. It's on. And what's he going to say? No? Look at Steph Curry. Look how happy Steph Curry is.
Yeah. Well.
So stupid.
Revitalized him.
You ever feel bad for Seth Curry? He sat there last night in Charlotte. He's not as good. How come nobody ever feels bad for him or Dell? Oh, Steph, this is so sad. If I was Seth Curry, and I'd be like, Steph is sad?
Oh,
I play for the Hornets. And, he didn't have a good teammate. He didn't have an all-time teammate. Oh, sorry, he doesn't have Kevin Durant this year. Mm. Oh, so good for Steph that he has you. If I was Seth Curry, I'd hate Steph Curry.
Oh, all right.
I'm a good boy. I'm on the Hornets, and I deserve better things. I'm here with LaMelo.
You know what that sounds like?
What?
An only child.
No, I'd be pissed, too. Come on. You got to be angry at this guy. He's got everything he wants.
Hey, Ricardo.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How are you?
It's afternoon.
Doing well, guys. How are y'all doing?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Hanging in there, I see.
Agreed.
So I'm Ricardo from the chat.
Yep.
You know, I just got to back my fellow chatters out there. Tobin, we need to trade you for a box of beef empanadas, my man.
Wow! This is ridiculous! What did I do?
Spicy beef, please.
Tobin, I need you to take some accountability in the fact that you asked a question that ended up stirring the pot so bad that Pat Riley had to use an asterisk for one.
Ooh.
And then you had to ask Jimmy about that, and then he stirred that pot on its own.
Yeah.
And then Leroy.
Whoa.
Sorry, I got to make this quick because, you know, I don't want to take too much time here. Leroy, you really think this Heat team is better now without a disgruntled Jimmy Butler? Or you think we would have been better with him sitting on the bench with a pouty face?
I think with or without Jimmy, the team has been doing the same crap all year.
Well, they're all-time bad now. They haven't been this low in a long time.
I was going to do a parody of How Low Can You Go? How low can you go? And then I got depressed.
It is depressing.
It's depressing.
And Spo's talking about tents and forges.
Oh, shut up, Spo. How about that?
Take a break. Back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. 560 WQAM. Tobin and Leroy here with you as we take you up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to a little 15 minutes of heat here for you, brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Your final score last night, the Miami Heat lose, oh my God, to the Charlotte Hornets, as it is just, man, not great for my... Not
putrid, dude.
It's putrid. It is putrid. It is a putrid time right now. And they lose yesterday 105-102. They had two looks to tie it at the end of regulation. Bam out of three. He airballed it.
Dude.
He airballed it.
I love Bam. Great. He's great turnaround since starting slow. But, jeez.
He airballed it, and then Tyler clanked it at the end.
Of course.
And I'm sitting here, and I'm watching Miles Bridges look like Steph Curry. Step back. Bang!
Miles. Best game of the season for him, I'm positive.
He's been on a tear. He's been on a tear for them. But, my God, it really has been. It has been bad. It has been bad, dude. Really just one of those things where, I don't know, man. I really don't know what to do with it. I'm in a bad spot. And then yesterday you had Bam and Tyler afterwards going to the old faithful. And they were like, and you know they just got this speech in the locker room. By the way, fix your camera, Leroy. You just got this speech in the locker room because Tyler and Bam both used the same spoism after the game. And I'm just like,
blech.
Oh, all right, dude.
Yeah, it's a tough loss. Just got to find a way to get ourselves out of this hole. You know, this isn't fun for anybody. It's a tough time right now. But we're staying with it. We'll figure it out. You know, we really can't blame anybody but ourselves, and we just got to continue to stay in the fight. Can't let go of the rope.
I don't need your question mark chains making noise as we're trying to figure out.
What are you, a cat?
So, like, what is this?
You're jingling around the house?
It's not the most assertive thing to have question marks around your neck.
And don't spo me, Tyler.
Oh,
Tyler.
Yeah. Oh, this isn't fun for anyone.
Oh, we cannot let go of the rope. No. You're not using reruns on me for your Gen Alpha fans there, Tyler. He's like, huh, Spo, he's like, listen, you know Spo looked around, because Bam used the same thing. And I'm like, what, did he say that in the locker room to you guys afterwards? Guys, we can't let go of the rope. That's all you guys do! All you do is let go of the rope!
We are rope, let her go.
You want to talk about a team that hates rope? It's the Miami Heat. You sad? I couldn't take you guys jet skiing.
Mm-mm.
I couldn't take you jet skiing. You guys would be face first on some waves. That's how easy you let go of the rope. Couldn't take him wakeboarding.
Mm. You couldn't put him in a banana boat.
Mm. I think I'm going to give JFig a minus one for that.
Why? Because you're holding
minus
on.
One.
I believe in
you're
equality.
Holding on.
I believe in equality.
You've done better.
Okay. Thank you.
Here was Bam.
Hi, Bam. Now the team is too far for the 6th place and too far for the 11th place. So the team is right now like in the middle of nowhere. How is the locker room managing that situation in terms of your motivation, mental?
Next game mentality. We can't just cough up this season. It's next game mentality, and you know, you never know. You win one, and then you don't know how long that streak will last. For us, it's
less than three, Bam. That's how long it will last.
We're not letting go of the rope. Like it's we went through too much this season to let go of the rope now.
Yeah, and ironically though, as soon as all of the drama was settled, like everybody thought. You know, that is the big thing that is hilarious. The Heat came out here and they thought whenever the Jimmy Cloud was done with, right?
That we were going to be better off.
They were going to be better off, and they've been worse. And it's not just a matter of not having Jimmy. It's almost like not having the pressure of all of it. There were times where the Heat got some good wins when all this Jimmy stuff was going on. Some good wins. You know, Tyler Hero's getting spiked on his head by Amen Thompson. The Magic win. Like they had some decent wins, and then like the Jimmy thing happened. It was almost like no pressure, no bigs, whatever, baby. Like, and you guys are sitting here telling me we're not gonna let go of the rope. You have, you're 6 games under 500. You're ninth in the East by a game. You're not winning two play-in games. You trust this game to win two games against that foursome? Who's dominated the Heat more than the Hornets, the Hawks, and the Magic? You want to talk about a hodgepodge or who's the other team? I'm sorry, who's the team that's under them? The Bulls.
The Bulls.
The Bulls, dude. The Bulls, the Hawks, and the Magic. You want to talk about a recipe for disaster? He can't beat those teams twice. Twice? No. Maybe once if you needed one play-in game. Okay.
Wait.
Leroy, you think they could beat them twice?
Let me ask you a question, though. We have been in the same position for the last 3 years.
No, but we haven't, though, dude. Like, you say that. Position, yes. Record, no. Position. There's a difference.
I'm like, here. The record may put you in a different spot every year, but the position has been consistent. So, sometimes the leader in the East, the number one seed in the East, wins 54 games. Sometimes mm-hmm. they win 60.
It does.
Okay. It doesn't mean that the team that won 60 is a lot better than the team that won 54. It just means that season, the games were
you
different.
You got to agree, though, this team is, even if you want to say, hey, this is going to be their third straight play-in, you would agree this is the worst of the play-ins. You would have to.
I mean, every year that they've gone to the play-in, I've thought the same thing.
No, not like this, dude.
Not, listen.
They're doing jazz-like things.
I didn't, listen, I would say this. I always thought that they should have been better than the play-in, but they always ended up in the play-in. And then they had some success. 1 year they had a lot of success.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But
now you would say their cap is a play-in team. You wouldn't say this.
I thought that last year.
No, you just said that you thought they were better than a play-in team.
I thought for up till this year,
mm-hmm.
all the years they ended up in the play-in, I thought they were better than that.
Right. This year you
but
don't.
But now I'm like, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong for thinking that because year after year they end up in the play-in.
But there is a big difference, dude. Like, it is.
This.
And dude.
So if I take the same attitude
mm-hmm.
that you're bringing
mm-hmm.
and put it on the Dolphins, when you say to me, and I say every team is different,
mm-hmm.
and you say, dude, it's been 20 plus years since they won a playoff game.
Right.
Like, okay, but every team's different. This year's, you know, 8-9 may have been different than another 8-9.
But the concerns of last year turned out to be valid.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Dan South says, can you feel the tank down in your soul? The
tank down in your soul.
I feel the tank, it's in control.
Feel the tank, Spo lost control.
Can you tank it? I'll tank it. Get me Cooper Flag.
Do you really think you have a chance of getting Cooper Flag?
We always have a chance if we're in the lottery.
What they say?
Hmm?
You got a chance to make it to the dance.
Minus one. You ruined it.
Minus one.
I'll tell you one cool thing, though. No matter the record, that's a fun thing at the Kaseya Center.
What's that?
Going on a tour.
Oh.
I love a tour. We went on this. It is Goosey's.
It is Goosey's.
You get behind-the-scenes look at the Miami Heat. You get to look into secret lairs, which are fun.
True, true.
I didn't even know that they had these things. Yep. It's very popular. Leroy did fat shame somebody from Sweden, though.
Yes, true.
No,
true.
I didn't.
Yeah. Oh, that's another thing. You get a basketball shot on a practice court.
Hey, mm-hmm. Look at me.
No, you totally did.
Yes, you did.
You totally.
Who?
The Swedish guy with the too tall, with the too tight, with the too high shorts.
Oh, that was the Omi. Yeah.
All right. Well, if you want to go on a tour for the Kaseya Center, here's your chance. You're home of the three-time champion Miami Heat. Step inside the iconic Miami Heat locker room, training facilities, arena suites. Fired up tonight, dude.
Come on, come on. I see no
changes. Panthers back on the ice tonight, taking on the Bruins.
That makes sense.
I just got the Gooseys, I'm not gonna lie.
Did Did you?
Yeah, I saw on Instagram. This is a pretty cool picture that we just got that was just posted on IG.
All right.
You got that, J-Fig? Can you get that for us? Give us a little cat goosies.
Ooh.
Look at this, Leroy. Sam Bennett posting on his Instagram. Couple scumbags. Him and Brad Marchand.
Wow.
Man, Marchand, tinier than our boy Lombie.
Is he?
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was.
How tiny. Short is he?
I think he's listed 5'9".
Hmm. Well, Lombie is also 5'9".
Yep. There you go.
Oh.
There you go. He's good, though. Hmm. He's good. Looking forward tonight. 7 o'clock is your puck drop from TD Garden. That's the Cats Airbnb. You guys will get that on 560 WQAM, right? There's not a Canes hoops game tonight?
There is not a Canes hoop game.
Is it over?
They're done.
They're done? No ACC tournament?
They are done. They are out of
it. Jay Lucas got introduced yesterday. I saw that.
He did. And you know what? I'm not gonna say too much, but if you listen to the mixed bag, then we got a little Jay Lucas coming.
Really?
Up. Yeah, we do.
Let's mix it on up, dude. We also got a pair of Pantera tickets that J-Fig is gonna give away. Very soon, so think about what caller you want to give, J-Fig.
Yeah, it's important.
We'll see, yeah.
That is important.
What do you got for us today, Frog Boy?
Well, I mentioned that I got some Jay Lucas for you.
Lucas, I am your basketball coach.
Hopefully he heeds the teachings of the great Jim Larrañaga. Although I did hear him recently, they haven't had too much of a chance to communicate yet because Larrañaga is too busy enjoying his retirement.
Well, the old get to enjoy their retirement.
How dare he do that? Although he did write a book first day he was retired, wrote 5 pages of a book.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Is he doing a regular hit now with Hawk?
I believe he is.
That's sick.
I believe he is. He wants to get back to the University of Miami to begin educating and teaching people things. Ironically enough, about NIL and sports business, even though that was the thing that drove him away. Can't blame him, though. You get a junior.
I mean, it drove him away, but also it worked for him. And then there were... Yeah, the Canes were a very interesting lab rat for the new age of college basketball, you know?
Indeed.
Yeah, when your whole starting five is making NIL.
Yeah.
That could go sideways.
It
quick.
Could, especially if somebody's a bum.
Hmm.
Hmm. Hmm. So what do we have here, Marcos?
Let us hear from the new head man himself. A lot of the things that we talk about with the Canes this season was lack of roster talent.
Oof.
What will happen with that roster, Mr. Lucas? Why don't you go ahead and let us know?
Be a big overhaul because you just never know. So, you know, my expectation coming in was that I would need to get at least 13 new players just because that's the way it is now. But you never know, like I talked about earlier, with the opportunity of people coming back, it could be a little bit lower. But, you know, my expectation is just hit the ground coming and then find people who fit what I talked about. That's a big key for me. Everybody has to be aligned. If you're not aligned, you're not going to be able to win. So I have to make sure I recruit people who's aligned with my vision but also the vision of the staff.
All right. Yeah. It sounds like don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you for those players.
Looks like it's going to be.
I think they're giving like $8 million NIL budget or something like that.
So you understand that everybody's talking about, you know, how NIL is going to work and how these things are going to play out.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important aspect of all this that people tend to forget about, what about the guys that were getting NIL that they come in and say, beat it, bozo?
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know what happens.
We forget about that side of it.
I don't know. Not sure, dude. Not really sure. What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
I got a little bit of some Brad Marchand. We heard his true feelings on new teammate and fellow scumbag, according to Sam Bennett's recent post. But we get his initial thoughts on putting on Panthers gear and how weird of a feeling that was.
First time I put my anything Panthers on was last night. I was FaceTiming my kids. And we were about to hang up, and there was a hat on the table. And I was like, yeah, before you go, look at this. And I put it on, and it it was a weird feeling, but this is the first time I've been decked out, yeah, in the uniform. But it's starting to reality is setting in here and starting to feel like I'm part of the group. It's been a whirlwind the last few days, so I'm, you know, once you get in here, all the guys are around, you know, you start feeling part of it.
It's kind of goosies.
Yeah, it is kind of goosies.
My son would definitely like a Panthers logo more than a stupid Bruins logo with that B. I guess the Bear logo is kind of cool, but they don't really use that, do they? They only keep with that Happy Gilmore logo.
Yeah, exactly. What is a Bruin?
It's a bear, I think.
Is it?
It's a bear, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Goosies.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's a bear.
Yeah, because the UCLA
Bruins are bears.
It's a bear.
But nobody's ever called a bear a Bruin.
Yeah.
It's kind
of
weird.
This is probably a type of bear.
A brown bear is sometimes referred to as a Bruin.
But who refers to it at that? Like, is it ever?
It is from Middle English.
I've never heard that. It's where from where?
It is from Middle English. This name.
What is wrong with Corey? Bruin there. Love you. Picnic basket.
Renaissance festival.
Bruin
you
means
think they
brown.
Say picnic?
Picnic.
you think even an accent they go picnic?
I'm high as a kite, Yogi.
Tate Salve. I always love when he comes in with his definitions. A bear, especially in children's fables.
Ah, too. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I did see.
We have the. Was it California is a bear?
UCLA is definitely UCLA.
UCLA is a bear.
But
Cal Bears, right?
I guess it's like the Bengals, right? Like, nobody refers to Tigers as Bengals. It's a Bengal tiger.
The Cal Bears, right?
Yeah, Golden Bears?
Golden Bears. Yeah. Wait. You're wrong.
Whoa.
LSU. Bengal Tigers.
Who calls them the Bengal Tigers, though?
No one says that.
They have a Bengal tiger, though.
No, I know they have a Bengal tiger, but nobody refers to a tiger as just a Bengal. Like, the Cincinnati Bengals is weird. Why are they not just the Cincinnati Tigers? Hmm.
Because Bengals sounds better.
Does it?
It does.
Does it?
Yes.
I think so.
Tigers is cooler.
Really?
Detroit Tigers, LSU Tigers, Go Tiger.
I mean,
Go Tiger.
It could have been the Miami Sharks.
Oh, that's cool.
That is cool.
Right,
that is
exactly.
Cool. That was Miami Sharks, though. You know?
Yeah, Jimmy Fox.
Jimmy Fox.
Willie Beeman.
Mobile.
He's steaming.
Lawrence Taylor was on that team. Cameron Diaz.
Cat. Jim Brown was the coach.
Pretty good.
You ever talk to him about that?
Yeah. Made fun of him.
You made fun of him for that? It was a great line. Yeah. You made fun of him for it. Is that what they fought over on the golf course?
What? No.
Over any given Sunday?
That must be what it was.
No.
You got more screen time than I did.
Okay.
Hello, Chicago cool Bears is a bear.
Yeah, that is.
What else you got, Marcos? Give us one more.
Good call. Let's get Bam Adebayo saying some stuff about Spo or something like that. I don't know. I'm depressed.
I mean, we know for sure the three guys going to be on the court. The other two, I feel like it's just situational. So, I mean, it's kind of a battle for Spo more than it is us, because, you know, for us, we're trying to make sure we get shots on goal and get a couple stops. But we at some point have to figure out how we can get over this hump.
Awesome.
Great.
Terry Rozier, not at practice today. He's sick.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Kind of sickness.
No, I don't know. Doesn't say.
He's been very sad recently, I can tell.
What about me?
Well, your sadness is your own doing.
It's not my own doing.
Yeah.
I gave you guys the blueprint.
Yeah. The blueprint?
You guys know what you wanted. Don't blame me.
You gave the stick of dynamite. Watch me blow this crap up.
Typical of you.
Take a break.
It's typical.
J-Fig, what caller number for Pantera?
I want to make Marcos work. So number 7.
Caller 7 right now to 305-567-0560. Gets a pair of tickets to Pantera at the I Think Financial Amphitheater. It is a Live Nation show going down in September. If you guys want tickets to Pantera, caller 7 right now to 305-567-0560. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.